That's Dua Lipa with IDGA. You're listening to Mornings on Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197 AM and digital radio and phoenixradio.com.au. Now, a little earlier, we were speaking about ways you can help the environment by not using single-use plastics. Well, the state government is helping to lead on this front by banning single-use plastic bags and later in the year introducing a container deposit scheme. Now, Charisse Mullen is the state member for Jordan, and she wants to keep you on the same page through these changes by hosting a community forum. To discuss that now, we're joined by Charisse Mullen. Good morning.
G'day. How are you going?
Going very well. Now, what are you hoping to discuss at this community forum?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, obviously, like you mentioned, two major changes coming to Queensland environment laws in the coming months. Firstly, obviously, the plastic bag ban on the 1st of July, and then later in the year, on the 1st of November, the launch of Queensland's container refund scheme. I think it's really important, I guess, to help residents and local businesses to be prepared for these significant changes that are coming to these laws. So the community forum is really an opportunity to provide a little bit more information on what these new policies are, as well as explain how it affects our local community here in Greater Springfield.
Is this something that anyone is able to attend, or is it just people from within the seat of Jordan?
No, absolutely. Look, I'm happy to open it up to anyone who's interested in coming along and listening to the presentation. We've got Boomerang Alliance coming along, who will give a really informative presentation on both the bag ban and the container refund scheme. But also, you know, we've got the local IGA at Springfield Lakes, who've come on as a retailer to talk about what it means for them as well. So it's a really kind of encompassing forum that will give people an opportunity to ask questions and to make sure that they're not confused come 1st of July in particular with the ban on the single-use plastic bags.
Now, I suppose this is particularly relevant not only for residents and people who, you know, I guess you'd call consumers, but also for the owners and operators of businesses themselves who are going to have to comply with this. So will there be information specifically for businesses available there?
Yeah, absolutely. So it will, one of the things that will be very clear, made really clear, is what bags are still available for retailers to use. Now, most retailers, I have to say, have really come on board with this policy change and are really supportive of what we're doing. And they've had a little bit of time to prepare for it as well, which I think has been particularly important. So, so you know, you'll get an opportunity to have a look at the different bags that retailers will make available to the community going forward.
Now, for people who would like to attend but aren't able to, will information be published from the forum online afterwards? So maybe if there were particular questions that were asked, will they have, you know, be answered online for people who can't make it in person to the forum?
Yeah, so no, happy to do that. And we've also got some really good fact sheets, both on the plastic shopping bag ban and on the container refund scheme that we can make available to people. But, you know, it's as simple as just ringing my office here and just asking any questions that people have. I mean, I think, you know, particularly in the Ipswich area, there's been a little bit of confusion around recycling lately. And I think sometimes the best way to get your answers dealt with, you know, your questions dealt with is just to give us a call and we can answer any questions that people have.
Fantastic. Now, the community forum is on at the YMCA at Springfield Lakes Community Centre on the 5th of June, which, as it happens, is World Environment Day.
It is World Environment Day. Perfect timing.
Now, if people want to attend, though, they need to RSVP by Friday. Is that correct?
That would be really preferable, just because we are going to have a little bit of catering there for people as well, some nibbles and a few drinks, just to make this a really, you know, enjoyable evening for everyone. So if possible, it would be great to have people RSVPing. There is a Facebook event through my Facebook page as well that people can book, but it is free for people to come along. So I'm looking forward to seeing quite a few people at the event.
Fantastic. Now, while we've got you, I would really like to ask, because this plastic bag ban has been really well publicised. I think I think most people would agree that the government has done a good job in promoting this, so we all know it's coming. But I hadn't heard as much about the container deposit scheme. So how long's that been planned for?
Look, so it was planned at the same time as the plastic bag ban, but I think the government has taken the opportunity to listen particularly to retailers and to consumers about that one, and we want to get it, you know, we want to get it right. So that one actually was extended out to the 1st of November. Now, so that we do get this scheme right. I mean, the scheme has operated in other states before, like South Australia, for example, and so there's been some really good lessons learnt from those states. So it'll be a 1st of November start, and there will be more information coming out, particularly about the locations that will be container refund points, and also where particularly community groups and charities and schools can also become a container collection donation point. So you can actually either, you know, take the 10, you know, you can have the 10 cents, you can take the 10 cents as you provide that refund of a container, or you can donate it to a local community group or charity or your local school. So there will be a little bit more information, but the information session on Tuesday, the 5th of June, will go into a whole lot more detail on what that scheme's about. So I'm particularly encouraging community groups to come along, because this is a fantastic fundraising opportunity for them as well.
Fantastic. Well, we hope that people can make it out there and ask questions, find out a bit more about these. Just to reiterate, that's next Tuesday at the YMCA Springfield Lakes Community Centre. RSVP by Friday, though, for catering.
Thank you.
Excellent. Cherise Mullen, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Really appreciate your time. Thanks.